You're listening to The Big Show.
They score!
With Russick and Rose.
He rips the puck off the bar and in. His second goal of the game makes it 5-0 Flames.
Get ready to go now.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
Are you ready?
Robbed by Markstrom. What a save. It's loose. And Markstrom makes another miraculous stop.
This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Oh, hello there. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. We're in the afterglow of some disappointing results last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs for some Canadian clubs. I don't think the Canucks had it good last night. That's for sure. Or yesterday, actually. Finding out the Thatcher Demko out for the series, looks like. I felt like I had a jinx on for the Canucks. I felt like I was partly responsible for this because I took Predators money line in my lock of the day. It's like I was foreshadowing.
Well, and you've been calling them frauds all season. And then if they don't have their goalie and they lose, you're going to lean into it, even though it's not really going to be. What? It's going to be an asterisk if they don't have Thatcher Demko for the rest of the series.
Hey, GVP, if the Canucks, what did we write on the whiteboard with my prediction with the Canucks and Jets?
They won't make the Western Conference final.
Okay. I don't think you're going to put an asterisk beside that, are you?
I just don't think it's that hard of a bet for it to come true. Like, okay. Two teams are going to do
wasn't
that.
Wasn't very hot anyways.
Right. Okay.
Like, look, right. Winnipeg's either going to run into Vegas or Dallas. Vancouver's going to get Edmonton.
Wait, you're
That's
confident,
hard.
You're confident Winnipeg's still going to win that series?
I am not confident right now in the Winnipeg Jets. They haven't been able to play their game through two games in this series.
They've given up 11 goals.
Colorado has played their style of game.
Yeah.
They could be easily up 2-0. Well, Winnipeg could be up 2-0 because when it was 2-1, Kyle Connor hits that post. And then from there, you have Hellebuck have his, Hellebuck gets the 3-2 goal. He messes up behind the net. Hellebuck in the postseason, the last five games, 1-4 with a 4-6-7 goals against an 8.28 save percentage or something like that.
Is that high?
It's not very good the last five games. Vegas completely ran him out the building the rest of the way last year. Mark Scheifele gets hurt. So they don't have him the rest of the year. And then yesterday was just Colorado played their game. Even though Winnipeg controlled that third period, worried right now with that team. Because they haven't been able to assert their game.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a super fun matchup. The best defensive team in the NHL against the best scoring team
it's
in the NHL.
It's probably the least boring of the series going on. So, yeah.
That's for sure.
For through two.
So your Jets lose last night. The Predators beat the Canucks with Casey DeSmith.
Shoot the damn puck, Vancouver. Yeah. I mean, they tried, but it didn't get through.
Yeah.
Like, good on Nashville.
Wow. That was one of those things where you're facing a good goalie, and he gets in your head, and all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm not going to beat him with a shot.
Yeah.
We got to try and play everything back door. We need open cages. Saros was out of his mind yesterday.
Because you're up against the eight ball with you got to go to Casey DeSmith, and then, we got to deal with one of the best in the world now.
Bobrovsky had the save of the playoffs.
I didn't see this, but.
And yet, UC Saros was the best goaltender yesterday.
That's pretty good.
Goalie Bob leading his team to it. We finally had some overtime magic last
night.
For
like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like the only real great part of yesterday.
What a goal, though. Carter Verhaeghe, though.
Guy just loves overtime.
Yeah.
Just can't get enough of it.
Former Lightning.
That was an incredible save by Sergei Bobrovsky last night. I'm just going to turn around and stick my arm on.
Have you seen the Instagram Art Make It Sports?
No.
Yes.
Oh, they did a good one for Bobrovsky yesterday. I don't know what the painting was, but it's a perfect mix of Bobrovsky's behind the back, blocker save, and then this painting.
If you didn't see it.
Guy's unbelievable.
We try to describe things on radio.
You can't do that, really,
it's
very well.
The mind. We try to paint pictures with words. It's do we do here?
He was the other way when he made that save.
Yeah, like essentially, like he was the other way, and it was Dumba, right? Was it Dumba he robbed?
Yep.
Yeah, Dumba.
Yeah, so Matthew Dumba's coming in from the point. Like, the puck had just squirted out in front. Bob got turned around, and he literally just threw out his glove hand side, like, but, like, backhand-wise, and just stabbed it and made the save. It was incredible.
It's easy to find. Hop on social media. You just type in Bob. You'll probably find it. It'll be all over the outlets today. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It was one of the best saves. And listen, it's not one of the most technically sound saves. That's not necessarily everything that happens when you're a goaltender. It's not always technique. Sometimes it's just make the damn stop. And that's exactly what it was.
Hashik style.
Like, again, like, of course, social media being, you know, the cesspool and overreaction factory that it is. Greatest save ever in the history of hockey. It's like, calm down. It's the first round. Like, the Kipper reel I saw at the retirement party. Like, some of those were better than goalie Bob's last night.
It's just because of the situation where it was playoff, all the eyes. I know.
But, like, some of the saves I saw Kipper make, when they showed all that, I was like, good God, how did he make that save?
It's
good Lord.
The recency bias. Yeah, not
that's
everybody
what I mean.
Has,
that's what it is.
People love to yell about the best ever. Like, shut up.
Everybody's
see,
a
you
goat
haven't
now.
Seen every save. Yeah. Shut up.
I remember when I was a kid so when dumb. Patrick Watt dove across the crease and hit it with his stick. It's like, it was an incredible save, and all of a sudden, that series 2-0 for the Florida Panthers. But as they say, Patrick, you're not in trouble until you lose the first game at home in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
The Capitals would beg to differ.
Yeah. Well, I think they're in trouble. They had a good effort last night.
Sure. By all means. What happened?
They lost.
Ovi's got Ovi can't get anything going. They can't get anything going.
Ovechkin looks like a ghost of the guy. He looks like the guy that was in the first 40 games of the season.
Intensity's ramped up. The intensity's definitely ramped up in that game. It was 4-3 at least. You know, Tom Wilson from North Toronto Arena scored a goal last night. So that was a good
late garbage time goal.
Yeah. I just wanted to say North Toronto Arena. Yeah.
Tom
Wilson from North Toronto Arena. He got a
North Toronto Arena.
Yeah, thank
home
you.
Home rink of Stanley Cup champion and 2022 NHL All-Star Tom Wilson, number 43 of the Washington Capitals.
Tom Wilson. Yeah.
North Toronto Arena. Thanks for calling. This voicemail is way too long for you to leave a message.
And they have, like, nobody running their desk.
Like, he had the one where it was Tom Wilson and then Eric Lindros.
Well, he had to get rid of Eric
Lindros.
He had to make a pick, eh?
No, he did both. It's like, home arena, Tom Wilson.
No, I mean, but he eventually made a decision.
Yeah,
here.
Then he went with Tom Wilson, I guess, because maybe Tom Wilson is maybe giving back or something to the arena. Okay.
He's a sponsor. Funds it.
We got lost.
Bought him a new ice cleaner. Zamboni, maybe?
Do you have the Paralympic read thing?
It's in there.
Is it? Where is it?
It could be at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. Thank you. Why did I doubt you?
I don't know.
I should never doubt you.
Never.
Oh, by the way, big news. We got some big news today to share.
Do we?
We can do it right now. It's big news.
Uh-huh.
Big news for the show.
Sure.
Is your neck okay?
What?
Like you're... Do you have a neck? Is your neck sore? You're just turning weird.
Are
you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I thought maybe you slept wrong. That happens. When you get a kink in your neck.
No, like my
like
shoulders
Bob Kraft.
Are still.
You
little...
got a kink in your neck, and you got to go to the Orchids of Asia.
No, that one's different.
To get a massage.
So slightly different.
At a strip
something
ball,
else hurts though.
And then criticize Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the way you were just turning, I thought your neck was sore.
No. Massage yesterday beat my shoulders up.
Oh.
So that's a little sore.
Okay. You're supposed to bathe in Epsom?
I'm not bathing in
Absinthe?
My bath.
I don't think that's
it. No, Epsom salts.
Epsom.
Oh, Epsom.
No,
yes.
Not absinthe.
Bathe in absinthe.
No, not
just bathe in a bath full of Epson printers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. So you're good, you're a little sore after that, but it did loosen things up.
Oh yeah. Everything else. His shoulders are a little sore.
Yeah, I gotta get like
Those bennies.
My body's rickety. I gotta go. I have the benefits. I should use them.
Oh, I usually use them by halfway through the year.
You max.
I should actually check
out
how much I have left.
My back was also a bit of a mess these last couple weeks.
My one rib is always out, so it needs to get popped back in.
My left one was out last.
Yeah,
month, right before I went to Vegas.
No
I had to
good.
Back to back days right before the trip.
I'm glad your neck's okay. We have big news tomorrow on the big show.
Uh huh.
From 8 to 9 a.m. Mountain Time. 7 to 8 Pacific for our listeners out west, way out west.
Yep.
In Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The head coach of your Calgary Flames, Ryan Huska, in studio for the hour tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. So I was thinking what game we play with him.
Mm-hmm.
Look at GVP's already singing. I think we do Flames grilling with him. What do you All think, yeah, GVP? Yeah.
Sure, man. He's bringing some hot wings for him, too, maybe. I don't know.
No, no, no. We'll, we'll do Flames grilling. But you know what I was thinking? You have to work the ding or the buzzer on the head coach of the Calgary Flames. Like any Flames take he has, it'll be very hard for you to disagree with the head coach of the team.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more ding heavy in comparison to Kron, where I just feed him the buzzer. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
It's like Wrong. Coach, which rookie impressed you the most? And he's like, Martin Pospisil. And you're like, Connor Zary.
Wrong.
Yeah. You'd be like, what? Keep going.
Got it wrong, coach.
Yep. Sorry, coach.
Looking forward to having him in here, asking, really putting his feet over the fire, you know? Really giving him a good grill.
That's our show. Yeah. We're going to Frost Nixon him.
Yeah, that's
We're going to bring in a spotlight just to shine in his face.
Yep.
The whole time.
Yep. Definitely.
Actually, I got to do that for Flames Grilling. My brother had that idea.
Really well prepared.
Like when we're doing Flames Grilling, there should be a bright flashlight in your face. Like you're getting interrogated for the 2 minutes.
Hot under these lights, eh, Seinfeld?
Yeah,
I'm actually quite comfortable.
Goes well with the radio for sure.
Yeah, it does. It really works for the radio side of things. So tomorrow, mark it on your calendars. Tell your pets. 8 o'clock. Head coach of the Calgary Flames, Ryan Huska, in studio.
Can't stop telling my pet.
Yeah.
Frankly, doesn't care, but that's fine.
Okay. Tell your budgie, your pet snake, we got Ryan Huska coming in studio tomorrow. I was thinking about asking Kron if he just wanted to come in to hang out and be a part of the interview tomorrow. Maybe he will. I don't know. And he could ask goalie questions for Ryan Huska. But I'm looking forward to having him in studio. We had him in studio when he got the job originally. Super fun, super smart guy. Really looking forward to tomorrow. I'm also looking forward to today because we got lots of stuff to do today. Oh, man. The stuff we're doing today on the show. Woo! We got 2 sets of tickets to give away. 2.
The 6 a.m. listeners get one?
Yeah, the 6 a.m. right now.
Whoa.
You have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan. Suck it, Japan. On Saturday, May 4th. At the 2024 World Para Ice Hockey Championship at Windsport.
I think that'll be better than Kuwait.
Yeah, what was the final score of that game yesterday in the under 18?
59-0.
Yeah, those Kuwaiti guys, they had a hard time. Ice is slippery. Those guys had a hard time.
It was choppy ice there in Uzbekistan.
Like Thailand beat you by, like, talk about a hockey powerhouse. I feel like Thailand's a country that the Mighty Ducks had to beat.
I'm pretty sure
the way.
Thailand's goaltender had a English sounding last name too, so he's probably like a Canadian.
No,
just with a Thai passport.
This was the Pacific and Oceania U18 division. What are we doing? Yeah. Why are we ripping these poor kids?
We're not ripping anybody.
Well, you keep mentioning they got beat by
one
50
shot
goals.
On net, Maddie.
Yeah, but it's a hockey game.
But it's
a lot of
it's
goals.
Kuwait and Thailand, guys.
I bet Kron's kids teams could register more shots on
net. Of course they could.
And you know what it is,
of course they could. Us four could.
You know what it is? Why didn't Thailand lay up on the gas a little bit?
I think they wanted to, but every muffin they threw at Kuwait's goalie, it went through.
At a certain point, even playing the scrubs and having them get up to 10 points a side is...
What are we doing?
Yeah. Can you look up who had the most points in that game?
I'm going to find it, yeah.
Some guy probably had like 20 points. Forget you, Daryl Sittler. We got a new record holder.
57-0.
57-0. Yeah. Is there a box score?
We should have been on the IIHF website, but it wasn't showing, but I'll find it for you.
So we're giving tickets away to the four tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, give me some stats.
6 players had double-digit outputs for Thailand with, I'm going to try not kill this guy's name, Natapat Patong. Leading the way with 7 goals and 13 points. So he tied Sittler.
Oh, wow. He didn't even beat him. In a 50-goal game. He didn't beat Daryl Sittler.
He found himself in a 3-way tie for the goal lead, sharing it with...
No, 13 points beat Daryl Sittler.
How many points? Oh, you had 10 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, he beat Gerald. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Nachatatorn, Yana Korna Thanapunt, and Thananuch, Kul Thanatorn were the
they
other.
They sound like they're related.
Nailed that.
They're different names.
Good.
Good, good. And each had 10 points.
It lessens the blow for Kuwait. Iran and India both took massive defeats as well, 19-0 and 32-0.
Well, that's not 58-0.
No.
Like, Kuwait would take a 19-0 beatdown right
now. They would.
Now,
they would, probably.
58-0 beatdown. So, that Bobrovsky save last night. You want to do a text topic on that?
Sure.
That Bobrovsky save was the best save since blank. That Bobrovsky save was the best save since blank. Why are you shaking your head?
Because it's just going to be other saves.
So easy.
It's going to be Hasek did this and this did this.
Kipper did this.
And it's like, what? I just comparing to other saves.
Okay. Here you go. Because of the Bobrovsky save last night. Here's a new topic for you.
Okay.
Just throwing them out there.
Yep.
Your boy was out way too late last night after ball hockey having beers.
Good
I'm
flex.
Just throwing it out there. Here you go. And I just had it and I lost it. No, okay, I got it back. Matt Dumba got stoned more than blank last night on that save.
That we can work with.
Matt Dumba was stoned more than blank last night. 960-960, name and location. If you watch the highlight, Matt Dumba's like, I'm going to score a playoff goal, right? And then all of a sudden, boom, stoned by Bobrovsky.
Oh, yeah.
Robbed.
Stoned.
But we're saying stoned because he was stoned.
Cold.
Stone
some
cold.
Might say, yeah.
Steve Austin. Why wasn't he at WrestleMania? I saw some sort of article.
Because he didn't, they couldn't work out a payment.
Oh, was he in a cold tub?
Ah. No, he's probably just hanging out with Poncho.
It's cold.
It's because Undertaker, like, I'll work for anything. So, like,
oh, like what? Like cheese? Like, what do you mean I'll work for anything? Yeah. We don't play that clip enough.
We should be done.
Hey, you know what Matt Dumba said after he got robbed by Bobrovsky last night? Yeah, he's like, he's on the bench.
That the Predators yell. Yeah, there's a few things we could probably get a little bit more.
Nice. We're gonna revisit this mother.
960-960, name and location. Matt Dumba, courtesy of the save of Sergei Bobrovsky last night, was stoned more than blank. 960-960, name and location. Later on in the program, too, we have Arkell's tickets to give away.
Yes.
For the show in November. Mm-hmm. The show's in November, but we're giving away tickets on the program today before you can buy them on Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, courtesy of Ticketmaster.ca, Pearl Jam's favorite website. 960-960, name and location. Matt Dumba was stoned more than blank last night. 960-960, name and location. We like to give away tickets to our 6 a.m. listeners. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Vlad Jr. had a horrendous game last night. Ben Nicholson-Smith is going to join us at 7:30.
If you're keeping track, it's now, I think, Tim Mesa who's thrown away a game.
Tim Mesa?
Swanson's thrown away a game, and now I think you can throw that one directly on one Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Like, I know a lot of people they lose their mind when they say, oh, even I could have made that play when it's professional sports, and more times than not.
I did make that play on Monday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That was a play last night where just Bo threw it to Vlad, and he just had to catch the ball.
I think it was IKF, but yes.
It was IKF.
Sorry, it was IKF, yeah. Just Bo's face was bewilderment on the field. Sorry.
Because if Bo's throwing, it's usually over his head.
And the way that Vladdy just, like, trundled after the ball after to go get it at the fence, like, just like, yeah, it was just like,
yeah,
trundled. Ambled over.
Yes. Took his sweet time.
Yeah, you're like, God, just.
Come on,
what
Vlad.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then
it's like when you put.
And then in the ninth, he's got a chance, and it's just bad again.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when I used to play co-ed slow pitch never again, when my buddy's wife used to play first. And my buddy's wife, I don't know, she's like 5'2". So there's about a window of like 2 inches by 2 inches, yet you have to hit her glove. Otherwise, she's not going to catch it. Well, yeah. From across the diamond. She would have caught that ball yesterday. From
probably
IKF.
Yeah, it was right. It was right on the, like, it wasn't right on the money, but we've seen him make way more ridiculous saves and make them look easy.
That's a routine grabs. Play.
Yeah, it's a routine it's play. It's like a half reach across your body.
Yeah,
and then in the ninth to come up and have an option to do something, and right back to the dugout, buddy.
And to Vlad's credit, he's played incredible defense. We've seen Vlad do the splits and make
catches.
That's
what I mean. He's done some
he's a gold
stupid
glover.
Stuff out there.
He's like Gina Davis in A League of Their Own, where she does the splits and catches the foul ball behind the plate. We've seen Vlad do that at first base and make the catch. And then yesterday in Kansas City, he's like, nah, I'm just going to drop this most routine throw ever.
But hey, Kevin Gausman feels like he's ramped up. He's back to Kevin Gausman, and that's good.
And because Vladdy made that mistake, they weren't earned runs, so the lock of the day still hit.
Well, look at you.
No, it didn't, because you needed Dalton Varsha to go over one hit.
And he did. He had a double.
He had one hit. That's one hit.
I needed him to go over a half a hit.
Yeah, a double still is only one hit.
I needed him to go over a half, Pat.
I thought it was
Varsha
one hit.
Over a half a hit.
All right.
And Kevin Gausman over 2.5. Or under 2.5.
Could you please cut Patrick some slack? His neck is incredibly sore this morning.
My neck is fine.
It's incredibly sore.
He's been banged up.
It's incredibly sore. All right. So Ben
Everybody just throws their locks. I'm trying to write it on here so I miss a half.
We're going to do that after we give away Arkell's tickets. And if somebody says the Arkell's here, I swear to God, you're going to get a pen right in the jugular.
Yeah.
Because we can't do that.
We're giving out throat jabs today.
All right. Matt Dumba, courtesy of that save from Sergei Bobrovsky last night. Was stoned more than blank. 960 name and location. Your chance to win some tickets. We got the Chronalist, Mr. Brent Cron, Big Show Flames analyst, who's still not talking. He's still not done talking about the Flames. He's just still not done. Waiting for
what
the clip.
Talk about?
He's still not done talking about these Flames, GVP.
I know. I'm looking for it.
Hey, Brent Cron, still not done talking
about. I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. Like, what's it's me, what's Brent Cron on the Big Show.
Until they do something, what's there to talk about?
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. It's me, Brent Cron on the Big Show.
The it's me is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Also, who wrote that? Did the poor guy no favors?
Somebody.
It's me.
No mistake, but...
It's me.
Yeah,
it's me.
Come on, guys. Like, no one ever talks like that. Yeah. Listen to the show, and then write the promo.
Yeah.
Not hard.
I'm not done talking about these Flames.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
Sick job. Real good.
It's me.
It's me.
Yeah, he'll be in here at 8:30. We should just get him to read like random stuff, just rip and read. Because he does a good job of doing the all kind or services read. Because I think he needed the music in his ear. He needed the sexy saxophone music. I think then he would have knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just...
Yeah, and then for those of you who don't know,
not also doing like a
promo, like
it was cardboard read. It was literally his first time
reading the script
in front, like
whatever.
We're getting bogged down in minutia.
Yeah, but at least he gave us those two gems.
Talking about these Calgary Flames.
It's me,
Brent Cron on the Big Show.
I love that clip.
Very good.
All right, what do you got coming up on the Rose Report?
Oh, look back at yesterday's action. There was so much. George will break down the Jays debacle. We'll look into the NBA, although someone thought our three-minute discussion yesterday was a bit much for them. But we'll look into that a tad. Yeah, we had a
Somebody said
about
we're
it.
Inside the NBA.
Okay.
After we talked about it for 5 minutes to wrap up the morning report, but you know, it was playoffs. That's fine. Cavs were in action. Patrick, he was out yesterday.
Yeah, it's
at
too late.
Field.
Way too late.
Mm. Look at you two burning the candle at both ends.
I hated
unbelievable.
It. Well, we'll
get to that in the morning report too.
All right.
We'll unpack Patrick's hate. All coming up.
We also got a 4-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan. Saturday, May 4th at Winsport for the 2024 World Para Ice Hockey Championships. We're asking you, because of that incredible save by Sergei Bobrovsky last night on Matt Dumba. Matt Dumba was stoned more than blank. 960, 960, name and location. It's the Big Show. It's George. It's Maddie. It's Patrick, whose neck is okay. And it's GVP, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. We're giving away tickets right now. A four-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th at the 2024 World Para Ice Hockey Championships at Winsport. We're asking you, in honor, and Maddie's going to play the clip coming up in the Rose Report, in honor of the incredible save Sergei Bobrovsky made on Matt Dumba last night of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Matt Dumba was stoned more than blank last night. Matt Dumba was stoned more than blank last night. 960-960, name and location. Ben Nicholson-Smith, BNS from the At the Letters podcast, Sportsnet.ca going to join us at 7:30, and the Chronalist will slither his way into the studio for 8 o'clock. But right now, it's time for the Rose Report, and it's brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Avenue, 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rosenblum.
Matty Rose.
Matty Rosen.
Good morning, friends. Calgary Wranglers begin their postseason tonight.
They do.
Four game twos in the postseason yesterday. Jays played against the Royals, the NBA playoffs continue, and the Canadian Championship with the Cavs.
We got lots of stuff.
We got lots of stuff to get to. We'll start with the Calgary Wranglers as they're going to take on the Tucson Roadrunners. First round of the Calder Cup playoffs. It is a three-round series, all three games down in Tucson, but Calgary will have the home ice advantage rules for game two of the series. That's going to be on Friday, and then they'll play game three on Sunday. They're all 8 o'clock starts. They're all going to be right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, and they're all going to be head coached by Trent Cole.
You know, we've had 72 games to get ourselves prepared for this, so it's almost like you're a proud papa, you know what I mean? Like you're pushing all your chips in, and you're like, you know what, we've worked with you guys all year, we feel good about it, you know, nothing, you know, we don't have to change our game, and now you just kind of let them go. It's like sending your kids to university or college or something, you know what I mean? You're wanting them the best for them, and you send them out there and you just try to guide them along, help them along, and hopefully they're ready to go.
It's going to have to make some decisions as the AHL media site currently has the Wranglers roster at 35 players.
Is that it?
That's all.
Can they dress all of them?
No, they're not allowed to do that. Okay. They have to choose roughly half.
Yep.
Prospects that you probably aren't going to see. Hunter Brustevich, Ilya Nikolaev, Lucas Siona is a maybe. Rory Cairns is a maybe. Etienne Morin probably won't play. Same with Yoni Yermo, Parker Bell, Jaden Lipinski, and Sam Honzik. They've got, this isn't what their lineup is going to be. I was kind of doing my napkins on paper yesterday. In no particular order, the 12 players I could see them going with are Sutter, McLean, Siona, Karen, Schwint, Coronado, Jones, Bishop, Stromgren, Peltier, Morton, and Klapka. Then on the back end, Aspro, Kuznetsov, Sloviov, Kuhlman, Poirier, Grushnikov, and the Wolf in net.
Okay.
8 o'clock start. We do have pregame for this at 7 o'clock as well. Sandra Pacina is down in Tucson, and she will be on the call.
So how tough is this for the Wranglers? How tough is Tucson as an opponent?
It's tough, and it's someone they did not play overly well. Josh Doan got sent down to the Roadrunners as well after the conclusion of his season, and he had just a banger start in the NHL and was one of the key pieces of the Arizona team that got them to the second seed in the division. The Wranglers are the seventh seed. They're the lowest-seeded team that actually made it to the playoffs because the Pacific Division sends more teams to the playoffs than any other division. So, yeah, they're down bad. But they have beat Tucson over the course of the year. Just got to beat him twice over the next 3 days down in Tucson.
Okay.
We'll break it all down for you on the morning tomorrow. Four games yesterday in the NHL. The Canucks were hosting the Predators in Game 2. Ooh. And the biggest story here was no Thatcher Demko. Injured in what may have been the final minute of the last game. Questionable for the rest of the series. That doesn't sound good. Also, another change here. Juulsen in for Myers. Juulsen took a couple of penalties early on, but also threw a couple of big hits.
How about the first goal here coming as the Let's Go Casey for Casey DeSmith chance rain down.
Let's Go Casey chance echoing around Rogers Arena. He's got the backing of the fan base. You can tell that as Forsberg gets a long shot. Tip, they score! Philip Forsberg from the line threw it to the net. It was deflected off a stick in the slot. And the Predators take a 1-0 lead, just 1:14 into the hockey game, and it's the former Canuck, Anthony Beauvillier, scoring the goal.
Yeah, Braden Batchelor on the call there. Tough one. Bad beat. You know, sometimes as a broadcaster, you say something, you're like, oh, he's got a four-game goal streak. It'd be amazing if he gets another. Oh, it's in the back of the net. He's got five. That was kind of the opposite of that.
And they're like, go, Casey, go.
Yay, we love you.
And he gets scored on.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It wasn't really his fault, a high deflection, but still.
You know what? I'll share what I'm about to say after you do the highlights of this game and the Jets game.
1-0 after 20. Let's get into the second period.
In the trapezoid, Forsberg skates through. Had the puck on his backhand. Nyquist now to Forsberg. Right circle, Forsberg. He scores! Philip Forsberg skating through the right circle. Lifts it up, roofs the puck. 2-0 Predators.
Plus, Lindholm loses the faceoff, then he loses his man, and Forsberg is able to get a straight shot to the net, puts that one right up under the bar. That was one where I wondered if Demko might have had, but that's also a 40-plus goal scorer chucking that thing under the bar from in tight. So, not really going to complain too much about that one. Into the third, big stop by Saros on one end.
Juice, wow, that's a couple big, big saves.
Held by Zucker. Beauvillier, his shot stopped. Rebound to score! Colton Sisson's going to the net. Put it in. 3-0 Nashville.
Pardon me, that one was still in the second period. But nevertheless, Sisson's on the rebound. And 2 points for Anthony Beauvillier against the former team that could not get rid of him fast enough. Saros and Demko, probably a wash. Saros and DeSmith is not. Canucks would press, Zadorov would score, but in the end, it was a 3-1 final score here.
4-1.
4-1. There was an empty netter in there as well.
Yeah.
Shot attempts for this one were 84-36 for the Vancouver Canucks. Saros was outstanding.
They only put 18 on net.
Ooh.
The Predators essentially did what the Islanders could not.
I've seen it floating around on social media. People are asking, where's Elias Pettersson? Where's he been in the series?
Threw a pretty sweet turnover on the third goal.
You know what's funny? I was talking with Jamie Dodd yesterday, and really since he signed his extension, he's fallen off a little bit from the pace that he was on. So he has not been very good the last bit of the year here.
4-1 final score. Predators win it. That series even going back to Nashville. Avalanche and the Jets. The Jets owned the Avs in the season series. They were able to keep them at bay in the first game of the series. In this one, they would hit the ground running again. They led 1-0 4 minutes in. Into the second period against an elite goalie. Always throw the puck on the net. Face off one. Miles Wood throws it on net. Avalanche are able to tie the game at one. But then, 4 minute minor, high sticking to Cale Makar. Or against Cale Makar. Put the Jets shorthanded. Dylan Samberg with just three ridiculous blocks. Two on the first shift. Comes out for another shift. Eats another one. And moments after the end of the kill.
And it's outletted again to the far side. Here comes Vilardi. Right down Main Street. Back door on the far side. They score! Mark Scheifele got one hand on it. Redirected that Vilardi pass to the front of the net. Put it to the top of the goal. And it's 2-1 Winnipeg.
Paul Edmonds on Power 97 out in Winnipeg with the call on that one. The Jets did lead 2-1, so a chance on one end, in the net the other way, except the same thing can happen to both teams.
Head for Lehkonen, passes him for McKinnon. McKinnon, does he have some extra gears here? Of course he does. McKinnon holds up, now leaves it. Devontae's arriving. Cale Makar, the three-man, tipped in. They score! We're up all night to get lucky! Arturi Lehkonen has goals in back-to-back games. They're both deflections. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, this is a tie hockey game.
It's our man.
About 5 minutes left in the second period. Lehkonen's able to get the deflection, tie the game up.
Looked like it was going to be tied going into the break, but wait.
McCarr for Cogliano. He'll tip it in wide of Hellebuck. Settles it down. Pressure coming from Yakov Trenin. Got it free. Cogliano in front. Parisi is there. He scores! Easy breezy. Zach Parisi.
Real cheesy?
No, he said easy breezy, but real cheesy is also appropriate. Maybe a little late on the decision for Connor Hellebuck behind the net. Mm. Wasn't his best game, Patrick, in the end. 4-2 into the second.
Thanks. What was his numbers in his last five games?
They had it up on Sportsnet, but it's like his goals against his last five or his like over 4.5. His save percentage is under 850.
Oh, boy.
It's not very good right now.
Are you done with both of those series?
4-2 after 45-2, the final score, as both those series are now even at 1. Hellebuck, 27 of 31.
I don't know why I even felt like... You know, it's like you eat a large pizza by yourself and you look at the empty box and you're disgusted with yourself after.
Yeah.
Like I was disgusted how I had a smile on my face that both the Jets and Canucks lost last night. I'm like, that's too bad.
But do you really think the Predators can win that series?
Yeah, well, with Casey DeSmith in that, I do, yeah.
I guess, but...
GVP, do you think the Predators could win that series now?
Can make it interesting. I always thought they could make it interesting, but still thinking Vancouver comes out on top in that one.
They had 36 shot attempts.
Yeah.
Like, I understand
Very
Casey
Islanders
DeSmith.
Vibes.
Yeah, they did what the Islanders could not.
Yeah.
Everybody gets one. Said.
Well, maybe they'll put Svilovs in net. Maybe that guy was the darling of the World Hockey Championships a couple of years ago. Maybe he can save the Canucks season.
Brandon Batchelor was on with Logo yesterday afternoon. He also said, hey, I don't think Tocchet would be against that. Svilovs is
Wouldn't that be an interesting story?
They think highly of Svilovs in that organization. And he got a good stretch of games there at the end, spelling to Smith. So totally, if things go awry in game three, Arthur Svilovs could be the starter in game 4.
Again, we kind of touched on it at the beginning of the show. How worried are you about the Jets?
If they can't figure out their game and break it down and make it boring hockey, they're going to be in trouble. That's their only way they can win this series.
But like, why haven't they been? Because the Avalanche are just too much to handle. It's
not just MacKinnon and Makar. It's that style of play rolls throughout that entire lineup in Colorado. It's just the way Jared Bednar plays them. And yeah, wow, great Georgiev had a game. Like, that was the thing. Everybody talked Georgiev up. He's going to have a bad game. That's their problem. Dude was solid last night.
And now they go to
one of the hardest buildings to play. 31-9-2, the Avalanche record at Ball Arena. Jets have been there a few times already. I think they know how to play up there.
Beat them 7-0 there at the end of the year.
But they're going to have to make it ugly. They're going to have to make it some 2-1 hockey. That's how they're going to win this series.
The Avalanche became just the third team in NHL history to score 11 or more goals over the first two games of a playoffs versus the team that had the fewest goals against in the regular season.
Not good.
The Sharks had 13 against LA in 2014 in round one.
That was a sweep, I believe.
The last time it happened was in 1919 before that, so it's pretty rare.
When typhoid was ripping through the dressing room.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
You got
to
watch out for that typhoid. It was ripping through the dressing room in 1919. How's Sean Monahan been so far in the playoffs?
I thought he's had a couple great chances there yesterday. He's been moving around. Him and Toffoli have both been all right. They just haven't put the score, had been on the score sheet, but they've been doing all right, I feel like, the first two.
All right.
Let's get to the Lightning and the Panthers. The Rat King was in prime rat form to get this one open.
Tkachuk on it for the Panthers. On for Verhaeghe. Rink wide feed. Sam Bennett received it on the backhand. He'll take it up that right wing side. Out of the far corner. Backhand out front. Tkachuk a whack at it. Save Vasilevsky. Rebound. And they score. And it's Sam Bennett able to get the Panthers on the board. It's 1-0. 13:44 to go here in the opening frame. Playoff Sam opens things up tonight.
Matthew Tkachuk just draped all over Andre Vasilevsky. John Cooper challenges, loses said challenge. Cats to the power play. They don't score. They do score on the power play later. It was 2-0 after the first period. Shots were 13-3 Panthers in the first. But then, on the very first shot of the second period, it would be a goal for the Lightning. Made it a 2-1 score. That in the opening minute of the second period. Then you have Sam Bennett getting hit by a point shot. He leaves the game. He's unable to return. A little bit later on,
Nick Paul will grab it. Hit Kucherov right circle. Lane to get it back. Center point, Hedman. Left circle, Stamkos. Score! Stamkos! Up and over Bobrovsky's left shoulder. It's 2-2. Why don't you take some more offensive zone penalties, Panthers? Put this lightning power play back out on the ice.
Yeah.
Costly penalty taken by Verhaeghe. Completely avoidable. He gives the Lightning a chance on the man advantage. Stamkos buries it.
I wish we had Michigan's call of Verhaeghe's winner.
Listen, I'm here for more Michigan mixing in some takes.
Well, if you're gonna why don't you take some more offensive zone penalties, Panthers?
If you're going to be a homer, own it.
Can we find the Michigan Panthers clip of the overtime goal?
No, they didn't post it.
They didn't post it.
It's got to be somewhere. He'd be like, score, and the Lightning lose.
Connor Verhaeghe.
Beautiful save in this game. We've talked about it. It's the form of our text topic today. 6 minutes to go in the second period.
Out of the zone, Cirelli, and he's going to take this into the Panther zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the inboard. Put up on Stamkos. Back it up. What a save, Bobrovsky! Bobrovsky with the trapper to deny Dumba, the defenseman who was open in front with a yawning cage. Sergei Bobrovsky displaying acrobatics.
Well, it's just the old Hail Mary save by Bobrovsky on that one.
Spinning like a top.
Yep.
Boy, stick am I out of position. Let's just bail this thing out.
Yep.
How did I get turned around like this?
Yep.
Stick an arm out, and all of a sudden, best save we've ever seen.
Best ever on social media last night. Best save ever in the history of hockey. It's over. Vince Carter in the 2000 dunk contest. It's over. Baby. It's the greatest save I've ever seen. And if somebody else disagrees with you, kill them.
Let's go to overtime.
Wrists it back in for the Panthers. That rims around the end wall near side. Lilleberg tried to poke it away from Chuck. Loose out front. Backhand try. And they score. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs. And this one's over. The Panthers win it in overtime. 3-2 the final. Carter Verhaeghe, the game winner.
Money time.
Money time.
Carter Verhaeghe is a certified sicko.
Verswaggy.
Yeah. Scored his fifth career overtime goal in the playoffs. Do you know who he tied? Like, for the NHL's history?
Pat Kane?
Yes.
Yes!
Who else? Corey Perry?
Justin Williams?
Glenn Anderson?
Oh, Glenn Anderson.
The
Pat
only
Bure on that list?
The only players with more are Joe Sakic and Maurice Richard. Sakic had eight.
Rocket!
And the Rocket had six.
Man. Joe Sakic had how many?
Eight overtime winners in the playoffs.
Used to love the Sakic curve.
Money time!
Money time!
Ah, some good calls either way from that game.
Why don't you take some more offensive zone penalties, Panthers?
Panthers!
He just spits that last one out, eh? Okay?
I just like it. Great clip. Oh, eat that, Panthers.
Rangers and Capitals. Let's go to the second period. This game was tied at 2. Dylan Strome would knock home a pass from Tom Wilson after Matt Rempe took a roughing penalty. So that tied up the game, but this one had a lot of special teams. Moments later, Jack Borisovic scores from the Rockstar zone, and then a power play the other way. Capitals with a chance.
Zibanejad now takes the puck away from Ovechkin. Back to Kreider. Zibanejad to the trailer. Miller shoots. He scores! A shorthanded goal after Zibanejad stripped Ovechkin of the puck. Keandre Miller capitalizes. Rangers lead 4-2.
You know what that is, boys? That is how you end up with a negative goal differential in the postseason, by giving up minuses when you're on the power play.
It's not good.
They would lose by a 4-2 score. 4-3 score. Tom Wilson had a late deflection goal.
North Toronto Arena's Tom Wilson.
Yeah, don't forget about it. Ovechkin has one shot on 11 attempts through two games. He did have six hits in 19-13 of ice time yesterday. But they are down 2-0 going back to D.C. for Game 3 Friday, boys.
Who's had a worse playoff so far, Hellebuck or Ovechkin?
Oh, it's Ovechkin.
Okay.
He might be one of the worst players right now, like, given what we would expect from him.
I'm calling a goal in Game 3 in Washington.
Lock of the day.
Right now. Write it down on the whiteboard, GVP.
Tonight.
Ovi goal in Game 3.
Tonight.
Lock it in.
Okay.
Tonight, three games. Bruins and Leafs shift to Toronto. That at 5 on CBC and Sportsnet West. The series is split. Andrew Peak is week to week after an injury in Game 2, a Frank Saravalli favorite. Mason Lowry has been recalled. Kings and Oilers Game 2 in Edmonton at 8 o'clock. Kings look to stop the bleeding. That'll be on Sportsnet West. And the Knights and Stars Game 2, 7:30. Knights, the only team to win Game 1 on the road. 7:30 start. You can watch it on Sportsnet 360.
Value on the Golden Knights tonight again?
I don't. That's too close of a series for me to.
Okay.
Jays and Royals. I don't know what the line is. I haven't looked this morning. Jays and Royals Game 2. Toronto secured the win in the opener. Kevin Gausman was on the mound yesterday. Got into a little bit of trouble early, but a nice double play in the first inning would help him get out of it. Jays would get on the board first once again.
And the pitch. Turner hits a ground ball up the middle, dive by Witt, picks it up, flipped to second, goes way over the bag, and the run comes in to score. Not sure they really had a play at Bobichet, and I think it'll be a base hit anyway for Justin Turner and his 12th RBI of the season regardless. 1-0 Blue Jays.
So the race to 5 runs was on. If the Jays allow less than 5 runs, they've won every single game in the season. Also, they score another run in the third. The Jays now have a plus 26 run differential in the first 3 innings of the game since their season opening 10-game road trip, which is the best in the MLB.
Okay.
So they're actually doing really good against starting pitchers, which was a huge problem for them on that 10-game opener.
Also goes to show how good their starting pitching has been.
Bingo. Jays would get the bases loaded in the top of the fifth and cash that in for another run.
The 0-1. Kirk swings and lofts the ball to center. It hangs up. Isbell underneath it. Turner tagging, trying to score, and the throw will go back into second. It's a sacrifice fly for Alejandro Kirk. Turner comes in to make it 2-0.
That would end Michael Wacha's night in the top of the fifth. Gausman was dealing, got into a little bit of a weird rundown in the bottom of the fifth, and then he looked like he was going to get out of it with relative ease.
Right on left pitch. Isbell bounces it to third, picked up by IKF, throws across his body, and it's dropped by Guerrero at first. Massey around third, he'll come in to score. IKF made the tough part of the play, and it just wasn't squeezed over at first base. That'll be an error on Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah. Gave the Royals some life. Didn't end the inning.
Oh, man.
And the pitch. Hit well down the left field line, fair ball. That'll bring in Kyle Isbell. Coming around to third is Michael Garcia. He gets the wave and scores. A two-run double for Bobby Witt Jr., and the error has completely flipped the game. It's 3-2 Royals, bottom of the fifth.
The old beer league error, that's a tough one. It ends up being a 3-2 final score. Kevin Gausman, no earned runs against.
Yep. But it was good, I guess.
And he looked really good. But, yeah, this is a tough one. Schneider talked about Vladdy after the game.
You know, we expected it was a good play by Iz, you know, to get over there and make a good throw. Again, haven't dissected it, but thought it was, you know, he thought he was going to catch it.
Yeah, no kidding.
No.
I thought he was going to catch it.
I mean, yeah.
Thought it was... You know, he thought he was going to catch it.
It's so funny how they try and, like, dance around when someone makes an error like that. And it's like, how do you say it without being, like, he made, like, a grade school level error?
He was also 0 for 5 with 2 strikeouts at the dish.
Including a big one in the 9th inning.
Well, how about 1 for 51? He has only 1 extra base hit in his last 51 plate appearances.
Is that good?
No. But and then that, like, his error, yeah, the error led to Kansas City eventually tying the game. But they were 2 for 10 with runners in scoring position again. This offense, if they cannot score, they're going to be in trouble.
But they win that game.
Do they?
Minus the error, they win that game.
That was in the 5th inning. Lots can happen over the final 4 innings.
Gausman shut it down the rest of the way, and the bullpen was fine.
Yeah, but you got.
If you get out of that inning, he doesn't throw 20 more pitches, you might have a complete game for Kevin Gausman.
But you get 2 more runs, you win the game.
That's true, too, but again.
I'm not pitting an error in this game because this team can't score. And they need all the offense.
Watch the entire game. They had it in the bag. It was done. It was Kevin Gausman had it locked down, and then this one error completely took the wind out of everything and changed the game on a dime. The entire attitude changed.
And you know what? They need to have a short memory.
Yeah,
This happens in baseball all the time with little errors.
If you haven't seen the play that Vlad dropped, it was just a routine throw to first that he just totally botched. It's like when you're playing slow pitch and you put the worst player out in right field and you just hope when there's a routine pop fly out there, you're like, please, Susan, make the catch. And it never does. That's essentially what Vlad did at first base last night. It looked like a beer league softball play that he just.
I mean, what am I gonna say? I just missed the ball. Period.
Yeah.
Great. Excellent stuff. Game 3 tonight, 5:40. It is a 4-game set. Yariel Rodriguez for the Jays, Alec Marsh for the Royals. 3 of 4 in the series. It'll be on Sportsnet 1. Also, Cubs and Astros at 5:30 on Sportsnet Plus.
I do like they call him Yay Rod.
That's what I called him.
Oh.
Last game.
I heard it on Sportsnet, I think, too.
Oh. I'd never heard it. I thought maybe I was being clever. Maybe they are. Everyone listens to the show. So.
Oh, yeah. We have such reach.
International. From the hard court.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? How are we going to supposed to play?
3 games yesterday. Timberwolves won game 1 against the Suns on the back of Anthony Edwards. This one, Timberwolves pulled away. Never really close in the second half.
Suns are inbound and a 3 missed to the horn. The final at Target Center. Minnesota Timberwolves 105. The Phoenix Suns 93. Phoenix is 0-14 in best-of-7 series, in which it's lost the first 2 games.
Jaden McDaniels got it done at both ends. He was solid defensively and also had a game-high 25 points. Any thoughts from this one, boys?
They have no answer for Rudy. Rudy Gobert. Rudy!
Most overrated player in the NBA, though.
Who, me? I said that?
No, that's what the Athletic said. The player poll said that Rudy Gobert is the most overrated player in the NBA.
I don't know, but they have no answer.
Yet he's going to win his 3rd defensive player of the year.
Like, he is just rim protecting like nobody's business, and then he's just pick and rolling his way to easy dunks.
I don't think NBA players watch other games. That's my guess.
No, professional athletes don't want, like, a lot of them don't care about other teams.
Like, oh, Rudy Gobert, he's overrated.
It's their job. They don't watch.
He's still in Utah, right?
LeBron watches all the other games and stuff. He's a sports fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of the other guys have no idea about the other guys in the league.
No, it's amazing. How can you play a sport and not be a fan of it? Yeah, it's amazing.
It's their job. Ugh. That's the difference.
Pacers and Bucks game 2. Milwaukee won game 1 without Giannis. Still no Giannis. Allowed the Pacers to use this vaunted offense, get out in front, keep the Bucks at distance, and an old flame laying it down for the Pacers.
Into the corner, Turner sends it back outside. From there, Nesmith with a terrific pass into the lane, a left-hand layup from Siakam.
Spicy P, the double-double. Game-high 37 points and a team-high 11 rebounds as the Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108 to even that series up.
Have you seen these ridiculous numbers? Pascal Siakam, so far in the playoffs, 36.5 points per game, 12 rebounds per game. He's shooting 65% from the field and 50% from 3. That leads the playoffs in points and rebounds. Spicy Peas delivering.
How much
Indiana.
Is he feasting not having Giannis around?
A lot.
Yeah.
That team can't stop a runny nose without them.
You got to take it how it comes, though. Like, what, you got to blame him? Like,
oh, no, I can't blame him. No, he's killing it. He's been a playoff performer before.
Hey, Rick Carlisle said this about Spicy P after the game.
Well, Pascal's a guy that has a personality and a presence that is poised. You know, he just doesn't get rattled. He plays the game at his pace, and, you know, he was one of many that stepped it up.
He's been good, and he was sneakily the key to that Raptors championship run in 2019. All the attention was on Kawhi and Kyle. And guess who was a guy who was getting, like, easy matchups, and because he was an incredible player? Pascal Siakam.
Good player.
Yep. Great trade.
Finally, Clippers in the
Mavs.
Yeah. Dallas. Was it a great trade?
Well, for Indiana, it was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I mean.
For Indiana, yeah.
Not
okay.
So much for the Raptors, because they waited way too long.
I knew it was the Mavs. I was just stopping. I was like, I don't think that was a great trade for the Raptors.
Yeah, for Indiana.
Oh, we got Indiana's first out of that.
Doing great.
Sick.
In a
late
bad
first
draft.
Round pick in the NBA.
In a bad draft.
Yeah, in a bad draft. Useless. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you got to be a lottery pick.
Well, they've won.
Finally, it was the Clippers and the Mavs, the 4-5 matchup. Still no Kawhi. Actually, no. Pump Fake showed up at the shoot-around, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but the line really shifted. It changed from the Clippers being an underdog to a two-point favorite after Kawhi showed up at shoot-around, but Dallas was very determined to tie it up. This was a close one down to the end.
George is going to pull up for three and knock it down at the horn, and that does it, and the Mavericks have even this series at a game apiece. In a defensive masterpiece, they defeat the LA Clippers 96-93.
Yeah, Paul George hit that three at the end of the game, and every time I see that now, I'm like, what was the total in the game?
Oh, yeah.
It was way under. It was way under. So nothing to worry about there. But
Luka was good last night.
He played 46 minutes, 32 points.
Yeah, he looked exhausted in that post-game interview.
Yeah,
but he always looks out of shape.
96-93, your final.
Extra out of shape. Still a hell of a player.
That series now tied up. Tonight, two games. Celtics host the Heat for game two, 5 o'clock at 7:30. The Thunder take on the Pelicans. OKC won the opener. Zion said yesterday a return this postseason from his left hamstring injury is definitely realistic.
Okay.
So they'd have to probably beat the first seed Thunder to see him. Oof. Tyrese Maxey is also your most improved player. No Raptor received a vote, and the NBA also admitted that there were multiple fouls on Maxey and a missed timeout called at the end of that Knicks and 76ers game.
Jonte Porter didn't get a vote for the Raptors?
Hell no!
Most improved bank account, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Cavs were in action down in Canadian Championship preliminary play, taking on Vancouver FC at Echo Field at Spruce Meadows. Patty, how was your late night?
It was a beautiful evening down there at Atco.
It was a great night yesterday.
Yeah, it was so nice. Tough first half. A lot of tries just feeling each other out and whatnot because Vancouver FC has been off to a great start. But, you know, they go down to 10-man Cavs.
What happened?
I don't know. Shamit Shome got a straight red. I was turned around. I didn't see exactly what happened. Straight red. He already had a yellow earlier. So he got a yellow and then a straight red. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to get suspended for like 100 games.
Yeah, exactly. So, but either way, 6 minutes after that, Toby Warshuski.
It's a smart play, Pat. I wasn't watching. I like that. That's a heady play.
I just turned around. Toby Warshuski got the goal off a header, off a corners kick there in the 66th. 1-0 the final. They get to play Whitecaps now in a two-leg quarterfinal starting May 7th. First leg down at Spruce Meadows.
That's fun.
Something a little breaking here.
Oh, what?
From Pete Thamel of ESPN.
Hang on.
Boy, Pete Thamel.
We have a breaking news sounder.
Okay,
Hold on. Breaking news.
Yeah, thanks, George. We have some exciting news.
Woo! On Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
ESPN has learned a formal reinstatement of the trophy for Reggie Bush is coming.
He's getting his Heisman back.
You talked about it yesterday.
Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman trophy. This decision comes amid what the Heisman Trust calls enormous changes in the college football landscape.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, good for Reggie Bush. Hey, you think the Simpson family's going to get OJ's back?
And good night, and good luck to you,
sir.
You
should get it. Nicole and Ronald Goldman's family should get it.
Could have let that one be. We didn't need to.
Let it skate.
Sell it.
Yeah. It's covered in blood. The Rose Report is brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Oh, it's 30 years ago, people.
We're giving away tickets, 4-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan Saturday, May 4th at the 2020 World Para Ice Hockey Championship at Winsport. We've been asking you, with the incredible save by Sergei Bobrovsky last night Matt Dumba. Matt Dumba was stoned more than blank. 960-960 name and location. We'll give away some tickets next. Let's do that and not talk about OJ. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.